Alan, good morning. You are the chair of the ICT expert panel. So it's a group of experts who's looking at the use of technologies in audit. Could you please tell us who is in this group?
Thank you very much. Yes, well, we have a group of six experts from around the world. We have three who are food specialists. So we have Hajime, who's a food scientist from Yamaguchi University in Japan. We have Bernd van der Meulen, who's an expert in food law, and he's based in the Netherlands. And then we have Wendy from the Georgia Institute of Technology. That's half the group. And then the other half of the group is made up of people with complementary expertise. So we've got Shrikanth from Canada, from Mississauga, just outside Toronto, who runs the PRISM Institute, which is about providing risk management solutions for the industry. And then we've got John Howard from the UK, who has a background as a special care baby nurse, which means he's immersed in safety issues, but more recently has worked on the training and capacity needs needed to support the use of technology, and also has 20 years experience running an online course requiring communication with people remotely. And then there's myself, who's been a professor for a very long time, and my expertise is around information management and how to use technology effectively.
All right, thank you. Sounds like a very, very good group. And what are you doing? What's your mandate and what activities are you carrying out?
Okay, thank you. Well, we had three points to the mandate from GFSI. The first one was to review the evidence that's available as to the efficacy of food safety audits when they're carried out remotely using this kind of technology instead of on-site visits. And that's obviously a response to the issues around the pandemic and the difficulties of face-to-face visits. But we also want to look at the different ways that we can use ICT, because there's a feeling that this is the way that things are going. But I think it's important that we focus on how we use the technology to make sure that it is effective and we're getting the best from it. And finally, the third area we need to look at was the criteria that GFSI might adopt to decide whether in the future, as new technologies come along, it is indeed safe to replace face-to-face visits with other ways of inspecting food safety.
Okay, thank you. And how can people get involved and support your work?
Well, we're particularly interested in hearing from people's experiences. Obviously, during the pandemic, there will be people who've gained new experiences of using technology for food safety audits and so on. So we're really interested in hearing people's experiences. We're particularly interested in any evaluation work that people might have. We're interested in hearing about the barriers that have made things difficult, particularly perhaps in areas where access to technology is not so easily available. And we hope that we can get a lot from the industry, because the academic evidence relating to certainly recent experience will not yet be out there because there isn't time for it to have been assessed and peer reviewed. So it's really important we capture people's experiences from recent times.
I've got one last question, actually, Alan. You just mentioned that peer-reviewed evidence of recent usage of ICT in audit is not available yet because it hasn't been obviously reviewed. Yeah. So what sort of evidence are you looking at in lieu of evidence in food safety audits?
Okay, so we're doing a number of things. One is that we're looking for experiences from other areas. So we're looking at healthcare, safety-based industries, and other areas where there are some studies. We're also looking at the evidence around new technologies. I found over 300 peer-reviewed articles, for example, describing technologies that can be used to monitor different aspects of food safety technology. So there is evidence out there for us to look at, but the specific area of food safety inspections is the area where I think we need the most help from other people, because that's the area where there seems to be a dearth of some of the more traditional academic sources.
And so if people not from the food industry are listening to this recording today, they are very welcome to share their experience with you, even though they are actually not working.
Absolutely. Some of our most interesting conversations in the group so far have been from some of the members pointing out some of the related work, not necessarily in food, but work that's relevant to the food industry. So yes, we're particularly interested to hear anybody with that kind of experience.
Well, thank you very much, Alan. It's been great to have an insight into the work of that group.
Thank you.